So November 30th is a special day. I think in the military, many people rejoices because this is the last day. Then you can shave, and then the stash will go away, and maybe your wife will be happy that you don't no longer have to wear the stash, right? But today for the church is a very important day. Because November 30th, we celebrate the feast day of Saint Andrew. And this feast day make us be very mindful, because this is the feast day that the season of Advent, the new liturgical year, hinges on. If you remember, we started Advent a few days earlier, and November 30th, on the feast day of Saint Andrew, whatever Sunday come closest to it, it's when Advent begin. Andrew reminds us the first one, what called by the Lord. But Andrew is also the one who teaches us that sometime we don't have to be quote-unquote special like Paul, like Peter, or like some of the major apostles that are well-known or well-loved or well accepted. Oftentimes we can be Andrew, the one who lead people to the Lord. And I think this is what we need to remind ourselves, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes nowadays, we want to be noticed, we want to be on the front stage, or we want to be somehow welcomed and recognized for everything. But oftentimes we forget that each and every one of us are called differently. Some of us have to be Andrew. Some of us need to be the one who invited Peter to the Lord. Bring their hands and bring them to the Lord. I think all of us, my brothers and sisters, need to be reminded that we need to be St. Andrew. St. Andrew is the first called, the first one that was called. But he never hold on to his calling to himself. He brought his own brother to the Lord so that his own brother come to know the Lord and left everything behind to follow him. So we too, may we be Andrew for this world, bringing other people to him as well. And in a very special way, we remember the ecumenical patriarch, Bartholomew today. So the Holy Father, Pope Francis, represent Peter, and the ecumenical patriarch is represented by St. Andrew. We pray that just like St. Pope John Paul II said, the East and the West, the two lungs of the church, will be reunited one day. We pray that the successor of St. Andrew, Bartholomew, one day will lead the Orthodox Church back into union with the great Catholic Church. That one day Peter and Andrew will be reunited again. That one day we will become whole again, one flock under one shepherd, under one love, under one call of discipleship. And I'll end this today, my brothers and sisters, as we close out the month of November as well. We've been reminded to pray for those who have gone before us, those who have passed away from our own family, our own loved ones, especially for the poor souls in purgatory throughout the month of November. Don't stop remembering them just because November ended, right? Remember them, pray for them, offer the Mass for them, offer the Rosary for them, offer your prayer for them, offer your sacrifices for them, offer your pains, your sufferings, whatever you're going through for the good of those who have gone before us, especially those who have no one to remember them. This is who we are remembering, not only the saints that we celebrate today or the saints that we celebrate throughout the whole liturgical year, but also remember the communion of saints. Those who are still purging themselves, purifying themselves, as well as those one day we shall meet again when we go to heaven, when we are united with all of the big capital saints who have been canonized and recognized, as well as the ones who have finished their purgative journey and are now with us, right? And with the saints in glory. Never, ever forget where we came from and those who have gone before us, so that as we celebrate all of the saints who have triumphant, who have won the world, who are now in heaven, we remember for ourselves too, that we are called to be like them, to lead other people to Christ and to follow him no matter what.